CliffCentral.com.
Bruno Mars, and that's what I like. Do you like it? Good morning. It is Tuesday, the 28th of March, and the finance minister's probably landing at the airport now, getting his bags, you know, wandering around. Maybe he's got some of that hand sanitizer that he's just put on his hands.
Hang on.
Dirty railings and so on.
Who pays for his flight change?
What are you asking?
No, because now his flight details had to be changed, which comes with a cost, right?
You do.
So I've paid for that.
You've paid for that. We've all paid for that. We've paid for the president sending him there in the first place. Now we're paying for the president bringing him back.
Oh, gosh.
But it would have been a worthwhile expense because, for all we know, he could have brought back some investment, but not now.
No.
Imagine he's in the middle of a meeting. He's like, ah, shit, my phone just went beep. Looks at his phone, he goes, it's from, he probably calls him asshole face or whatever on his phone. Oh no, asshole face has just sent me a message. Pravin, come home. No, really.
No, really. Oh dear.
Isn't it awful?
Going back to Mandy Wiener's 3 points, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something we didn't kind of point out, none of those 3 points are good. None of them remotely good.
None of it has great implications for us.
Not a shred of positivity in all options.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but the government is not your dad and they're not your friend.
And they never cared about you. This is the most important part. They have never cared about you.
The ANC haven't cared about you for the longest time.
Yeah, yesterday we spoke about the show bucket list, the things we need to do for the show. Let's just overthrow the government. Let's start here in this very room.
Let's draw up a plan. Let's strategize.
Look, we all need this bucket list. So this is the first one. Justice comes in on a Thursday. We can run this by him
because
he'll be part of the struggle.
All right.
And then we go from there.
Well, Sean Pillay says on Twitter, "Dear President Zuma, please stay far away from the Ahmed Kathrada funeral. You are not fit to be anywhere near that great man."
Yeah, I'm seeing a few of those tweets popping up now.
Well, we'll take your thoughts, your calls, your WhatsApps, 0797482090. And if you want to talk to us on Skype, Cliff Central, one word. Otherwise, you could tweet, you could WeChat, any of those that you like to do. It's all good. Get on board, baby. And later on, Tibo Touch will be dropping by to tell us about the launch of Touch HD, which is the new incarnation of Touch Central.
I mean, you want to talk about a cabinet reshuffle?
Well,
Touch has got quite a few things up his sleeve.
Yeah, there's lots going on there. And I thought it would be appropriate that he came and told all of us what the plans are, because we've been working in such close proximity to the guys from Touch Central for such a while now. And, you know, it was a project that we were both involved in from its inception. And now it's time for the next evolution of that particular creature, Touch Central, into Touch HD, which is happening end of this month. And then what are we going to do? They're not going to be in the building with us. It's going to be like when your brother or sister moves out.
Mm.
In some ways, you're really miserable because you're like, who am I going to play with?
Yeah.
But in other ways, you're like, I get more space.
More room. Actually, I like the look of his room, rather.
I get to use the toilet by myself.
Ben
is just worried about the
only
toilet.
Only important thing for you.
Do you want to bring that up with Touch later?
I will.
Ask him for toilet damages. Do you want to? Bring it up.
Is he the right person? Because I want to have a conversation with the right person here.
He's the most important person at Touch HD.
But he's hard.
Kind of.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's got his name in it and everything.
Yeah, okay. He kind of owns it.
Cool. Let's talk toilets.
I've been seeing people actually leave the office to go and pee elsewhere.
Ooh.
Well, we had two different. Separate. I hate to get stuck in this lavatorial stuff.
Oh, we always do.
You know, it's something.
Welcome to the show.
Everybody has an office loo, and it bothers all of us that everybody uses it, and sometimes they're nice and sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
The fact is, here in the last 2 days, it was last Friday, the men's toilet, you just couldn't go into at all. It was just a disaster.
So what was the problem? It won't flush? No, what's the issue?
Let's just say it was a problem.
Do we really want? We don't want to get into it.
No, because I've seen the signs that on the door that say out of order. So I'm assuming that.
Well, the thing is, the people who went in there were out of order. This is where the problem starts.
You know, it's to the point where I don't even know the issue, but I don't even want to know the issue. I just like Gareth
you
nearly died from just walking in there. And
we,
I was like, cool.
We were going to gather evidence to kind of zero in on who the culprits are, because whoever's doing this is spiteful and vindictive.
Almost, but if you put it this way, if your husband has been involved in a 6-car pileup on the highway, his spleen is in one lane, his head's in another lane.
Where's this analogy going?
And then the police officer comes to the door and says, Ms. Malloy, I'm sorry, but your husband's passed away. He's not going to go, oh my gosh, his spleen's over here, his head's over there. Mm. So when we say it's out of order,
just don't ask questions.
Okay,
it's
right,
for your own good.
Okay, okay.
And then yesterday, the women's bathroom. Apparently the toilet was blocked.
Oh dear.
Blocked. They filled the bowl, whoever it was.
Oh my goodness.
It to the brim, to overflowing. Back the hell up.
But then, like, you got to think, someone, was there even a walk of shame after that? Or was it just a general, hey, not my problem anymore?
I feel queasy.
I didn't think this happened in women's bathrooms.
I just remember. I call nostalgic.
Oh, okay. That's a bit a lot. That's a lot.
But there was this golden period, right?
Oh,
there was this golden period.
Almost done.
Oh, catch. Karina. Okay.
Oh boy. There was a golden period when
in between, so Damon Calvary left and Touch Central started, there was this golden period in between where you could go in there and it was like prancing into a spring meadow. Things were clean. Things
the
worked.
Heyday.
Yeah. You know, you go in there and you feel like you come out, you feel a little clean, wash your hands. Good day.
Isn't it a basic human right to provide?
Well, that's why we keep bringing it up, because when your human rights are compromised like this, we get upset.
All right, let's get into some real news.
Okay. How do you feel about your name?
What do you mean? Do I like my name? Am I
do
happy
you like
it?
Your name?
See, this is the problem with your name, is that your parents choose it. And it does make you who you are in some ways. Like if your name is Theophilus, you're going to be a certain kind of person.
Yeah.
If your name is Dan, you're going to be a certain kind of person.
If your name is Galaxy, you're going to be a...
Yeah, I mean, or Apple, the name of...
Gwyneth Paltrow's kid.
That kid is screwed. I'm telling you, it's going to be a hippie and a drug addict by 16.
Some things you just call into being. You know, you can't have an apple.
And then the Afrikaans people do this really, really vindictive, nasty, cruel, vicious, unkind thing. Afrikaans people, when they smash together the one grandparent's name and the other grandparent's name, and they make up these awful, awful, awful names that sound like those noises I just played a moment ago of toilets and, you know what I mean?
Some work and then some are just downright just horrible.
Have you heard some of these names?
What, like Van Jaarsveld Van Niekerk?
No, listen to this. I mean, just really, really cuck names. Yakwabu.
No, that doesn't
work. You're lying.
These are actual... Francel.
Francel sort of works.
Magru.
No.
Chantanay.
Ooh, Chantanay.
Harminka.
No.
Sonika.
Where on earth are you finding these?
Chanelise. Crescenda. Crescinda. Criselda. Charanay. Not Charnay. Chara-nay. Anything you could put an accent on to make it sound like a little bit French is supposedly quite sick. Crisette. Crisette. Do you know how much you have to hate and loathe your child to call them Crisette as they come out of that vagina all wrinkly and miserable and crying and screaming? You go, well, this isn't bad enough. Let me also dub you Crisette. that you can be compared to some kind of ornament on a plate.
See, this is why I should keep quiet now, because I kind of like a ring of some of those.
Grisette.
Like, what?
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay. You see, it sounds like Chardonnay, Jesus. A softer
You're
Chardonnay
so
on
common,
your
pan. I thought you were better than this. Griselba. Griselba. You know, to call your child Griselba.
What's their nickname? Grizzy.
She's going to be the ugliest girl forever in a room of ugly people. She's Griselba. It sounds like the name of a villain in a Snow White nursery tale.
It also sounds like an extinct animal.
Yes.
Like watching Nature Wild and the Griselba.
Well,
an extinct animal.
you imagine the kind of nastiness that you have to have in your head to call your child something like that. And I'm not just picking on Afrikaans people. It's just that I know these names the best.
Mm.
But you imagine the kinds of things that people will do. I mean, as Lucas says, it's almost like it sounds like an extinct animal, like David Attenborough should be telling you about it. And some, you know, he's wandering around in some forest and he goes, and here under the canopy exists one of the most bizarre animals to ever inhabit the earth, the Griselba, feeding on the turds of other animals, scratching and biting at things that are smaller than it. The Griselba climbs trees with its hind legs while farting its way up the trunk.
Isn't it also kind of endearing, though? Don't you want to hug a Griselda or Griselba? Like, it's just nice and furry and soft. And
no, it's not.
I'm not winning with any of you.
A Griselba is what the gremlin turns into when it's got water on it. Ankia says, don't forget the name Nikuzet.
Oh, no.
Nikuzet.
And Peter Steftray. Jesus.
Oh, dear. Sia was actually a little bit critical of our new Miss South Africa because her name is hyphenated. Her surname is hyphenated.
That's a little bit pretentious.
Demi Lee.
The double barrel.
Demi Lee Nell Peters.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just explain what Demi is. It means half of.
Mm.
Oh.
So if you are half of a Lee, she's half a Lee. That's her name. That's what her parents intend for her to be. I know some Lees. She's half of them. That's what they say. And then what's her surname?
Nell Peters.
Nell Peters.
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially not, two surnames, isn't it? Essentially.
Well, it's like Mapisangakula.
Two surnames.
Right.
Yeah, coming
or
from the guy.
Maholwanasa.
Yeah, coming from the guy who dropped a surname because it was just too complicated.
Too much. Did you just drop it like it's hot or did you go to Home Affairs? I mean, the story coming up. Did you seriously go to Home Affairs?
Like, Ben, in every great story, there is a name change somewhere.
Wow,
no.
Well, congrats on being that forthright about it.
I was inspired.
You went and changed it.
By Whoopi Goldberg. I have new documentation.
You've got
now.
A new ID that says Sia Sangwen.
Yeah.
Was the Finn problematic just because it added extra letters to a name that was already complicated? Because you're actually Siyabonga Sangwen.
Yes. Siyabonga Njabulo Nkosenhle Sangwen. Already.
I like that.
And it's also the different races for me was always complicated.
Because if you said Finn, people thought you were a white man.
Then always need context. Then it's like, oh, I've literally got this one once of like, when did you get divorced? It's like,
And what are the rest of your family? Say about this.
You still
hold on to the Finn.
I'm the only one who really carries it in any case because my parents gave it to me as like the son who would carry the name.
And
then, we realized.
Oh, so your sister's never had the Finn?
No.
Well, you must also understand, like, there's quite a proud family tradition here. The Finns are actually a Zulu family who descend from Francis Finn.
Yeah.
So they were a Zulu family into which there was some white blood put. And this guy was quite a famous discoverer and explorer and early pioneer of Natal.
See, now that was a dinner party for me all the time.
Okay, so always
and then she was like, whatever.
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
take that history. It.
Yeah. Your name is your identity, though. It's like...
Well, then it means you're a brand new, fresh...
Yeah, I am an endangered species. I'm a one of a kind now.
No other sanguinis.
Okay.
Like
so
you.
The reason I asked the question of how you feel about your name is because changing your name, you know, it's an option that some people take because, I don't know, they don't like their name or they would much prefer to be seen as something else.
Yeah.
Meet Isidore Heath Campbell, or as he'll be known from the 8th of May, Isidore Heath Hitler, after his hero, Adolf Hitler. Yes, yes.
Go for it, you idiot.
Hitler is a hero because he saved Germany, Isidore says. He brought up the economy in Germany. He built the roads in Germany. He gave them more jobs in Germany. He considered the people in Germany. I am very proud.
Well, I've got really interesting news for you. You're not going to get a job with the surname Hitler.
Yeah.
You're going to be put in the bottom of every pile, at the back of every queue, and there are going to be a lot of Jewish people who are going to look at you and go, is that so?
What an idiot.
Now, Isidore has had a court ruling which approved his name change, allowing him to change his surname to Hitler.
Of course you should allow it. Let people be publicly and obviously stupid.
Because at this point, I'm pretty certain even genuine Hitler, you know,
descendants
have changed their names.
They did. They did.
There were American
nephews and nieces of Adolf Hitler who immediately changed their names. Can you imagine how you would have been targeted? It's very, very silly, but let the guy be silly. At least we know where he stands. You know, you know your enemy. You're already the winner.
Now, he lost custody of his youngest daughter back in 2013, just days after she was born. But his son's name is Adolf Hitler Campbell. His ex-wife backed up the unnerving story of Campbell, saying that he believed he was the devil and that he frequently took her to the cemetery to show her where she was going to be buried when he killed her. So then she was like, time out, leaving this guy.
He sounds so stable.
And then he lost custody of his daughter. But now he has a son who he is naming Adolf Hitler Campbell.
Come on.
I swear, there seems to be something going on in the air because similarly in Atlanta, a civil rights group is suing Georgia over the state's refusal to allow a couple to officially name its 22-month-old child Allah.
Oh, Allah, as in
yes.
Allah.
Why?
Allah, Akbar, death to America.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia filed a lawsuit recently in Fulton County Superior Court on behalf of the couple, who's Elizabeth Handy and Bilal Walk. So I kind of get it, because currently, as it stands, the child's name, official name, is Handy Walk.
When are we going to grow up and stop worrying about what sounds come from people's mouths? If you want to call your child Allah, you go ahead and do it. If you want to call your child Hitler, you go ahead and do it. If you want to call your child Krizet, go ahead and do it.
But a Handy Walk, maybe not.
But just remember, and this is an appeal to parents everywhere. I'm not a parent. I think you got to consider that your child may not rise to the top if you give it a shitty name.
Which is used as a plaything. That's exactly what this guy is doing by saying Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, it's a toy.
It's a toy.
Yeah, you're making your child an accessory.
No, you know, and it's a human, folks. They'll have to grow up and they'll have to be in the school playground and they'll have to go for job interviews.
You know how hard it is? People think humans are nice, but children on playfields are the most mean, vicious, nasty sons of bitches you'll ever meet in your life. They come up with the best ways to torment and torture and other each other. You know, they will find, they'll say your feet are big. They'll say you're too black. They'll say you're too white. They'll tell you, say you're too stupid. They'll say you're too clever. They'll say you have cuck hair.
They'll make fun of you if you're poor.
If you're rich, they'll ostracize you for every reason. Children are
mean. They are beyond mean.
Yeah.
So if your name also is Bog Troll, it's not going to go well.
No.
You're giving them the nickname without them having to invent one for Bog Troll.
Oh, shame.
I mean, it's just awful. This is from Charles, who says, I am an obstetrician gynecologist. There's some seriously bad names out there. Parents should get a name license before naming their kids. Someone else says, damn, I would die if my name was on that list. And I heard about a dude called Courant.
Is it spelled K-O-E-R-A-N-T? Courant? Like,
okay. I'm listening to you guys on the app, says Graham. Ooh. And I have a client called Machta Zubia.
You people are lying.
I actually feel so bad for these people.
You know, I gotta say, like, Ben, your parents were good to call you Ben. B E N. Can't really fuck it up.
Benjamin, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Ben. Ben is a good, that works. You can't really, you can't misspell Ben unless you're a total moron. You call your child, what are these ones that are so complicated to spell, like Siobhan?
Yeah. There's no V in there.
Syobhan.
Yeah, Syobhan. That's how you spell it. Syobhan.
And like, does that make you just cool at the baby showers and all that kind of stuff?
No, it gives you problems in spelling for the rest of your life.
And kids always special needs. Not like, obviously, medical, but like social.
I made a mistake, and I apologize for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like the little things that matter. Like, I remember when I was growing up, you'd go to like, you know, gift shop or something and your name would never be
on
there.
Tag, yeah.
You, why?
I never found my name on a tag.
Really?
Never. Never. Yeah. Like, Gareth is not a very well known. I mean, it's also a stupid name.
What?
Okay, you definitely don't like your name.
Well, it's Welsh. And the Welsh are, they're just the most stupid people in the whole of United Kingdom. And I'm not even Welsh. We're not even Welsh people. My family are not Welsh. They're English. They conquered the Welsh in 1300. I shouldn't be called Gareth. That's like saying I'm going to name my child after the loser in a game.
Oh.
You know what I mean? The English conquered the Welsh.
Same.
They don't even have a kingdom anymore. There used to be a... The Prince of Wales is the Queen of England's son.
Same.
Wales is not a country. It's a ridiculous joke. Gareth. That at the end. You try and say that on the phone.
What would you have, like, preferred then? Gara?
Anything.
Gary?
Hi, I'd like to...
Tristan.
I'd like to place an order with Mr. Delivery.
Okay.
What?
What is your name?
Gareth.
Gary.
No. Gareth.
Gosh.
No, not Goth. Gareth.
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 G-A-R-T-H.
Yes. I get there and it's G-A-R-I-T-H or G-A-R-I-S-S.
Or G-A-R-E-T.
Garrett, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Ben essentially is the only one without a struggle here when it comes to
Ben.
His name because...
Oh, no, you'd be surprised.
I get accused of not knowing my own name.
Yes, Mbali.
Yes, yes.
Ooh, I get annoyed
because
on your behalf.
Mbali is Soto.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, for a lot of people who don't speak the language, when they hear Mbali, it's like foreign to them. So they think, no, surely you mean Mbali. And I'm like, no, I know my name.
Surely you mean.
They say, surely you mean? They actually say that to
No, I've had a number
like,
of
hang
people.
Hang on, bitch, you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. Shame, your parents were illiterate. Let me help you.
Like, how do you not know your own name, Mbali? No, it's Mbali. So, yeah.
Wow. No, I thought my name was quite simple. You can't mess it up. But I try to make a reservation. So it's a tale of two years. Ben? Den? No, just with a B. Ben. Okay, so what? Ben? No, it's just Ben. I'm sorry.
Do you have issues with your surname?
I didn't even say it. I just spell it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the moment your surname has more than five letters, people just go, they go offline. So it's Karpinski, very simple. I mean, Karpinski, it's barely even Eastern European, it's so simple.
Yeah.
And people go, eh?
Yeah.
And then it's, You should see how I've, the spellings that I've seen of the name. It's like, you're just trying to piss me off.
Let everybody have, you get three letters for your name and you get five letters for your surname or six letters for your surname. That's it.
So you can be Ken, Len, Ben, Den.
Yeah.
No. Right. Ken. Anything with three letters and everybody's Finn. Easy. Right?
But you see, I've grown to love my name now.
Siabong.
Yeah.
But you use Sia.
See, but I love it all in context. I grew up hating it.
So you're just going to change it to what works for you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And then you get those English people who have like 23 different names. Tara Tomkinson, Farfar, Lou Lewitt, Dangor, Twottenham, Fiddlesbury Flop, Ben Wawa. You're like, what? But it's my share name. I'm a fair grand outcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tarquin, Fintin, Limbim, Bus Stop, Vatang, Vatang, Ole, Biscuit Barrel.
I've always wanted the second or the third or the seventh in my name.
Oh, God. That's, Americans do that. You never find anyone in Europe doing that.
Really?
Yeah. Because the Americans have
a lot of the thirds.
No heritage. So where people have no heritage, they pretend they do. So you get a John Charles the Third, and you're like, but well, who was John Charles the First? Why should I even know who
yes.
he was?
Yeah.
He wasn't anybody. He you know. He put tiles on walls in bathrooms, John Charles I.
Oh,
so John
shame.
Charles II was famous for, planting hedges in a row. And I'm John Charles III. How are you?
Do you want to hear some of the most fantastic British names ever taken from credits of British shows?
Okay, go.
Derek Honeybun.
See, that's sweet.
Felix Pickles.
Okay, yeah.
Camise Oldfield.
Mike Hiscock.
Marnie Dickens. Jane Spooner.
That's good.
Lulu Popplewell.
Here's someone.
Helen Slaymaker.
That should be. Ooh. Yeah, that should be Helen Zitter's name. Slaymaker.
That's probably her middle name.
Yeah.
Rodney Camish. Anne Tricklebank. Prunella Scales.
Yeah.
Come on, does no one else find these sweet?
They're great. See, Imogen Malai Scott.
I think the British have the naming down because, you know, Jamie Oliver has like, what, five kids? Mm. And his kids have like names like Daisy Boo and Buddy Bear and Poppy Honey Rosie and Petal Blossom Rainbow.
Oh, what about Lawrence Luckenbill?
River Rocket. Those are sweet. Okay. No,
sound
else
like
likes
ingredients in one of his shitty puddings.
Of course. River Rocket.
My name has been changed to Charmaine Kristen Bosch.
Ooh.
Says Michelle Kirschenbaum.
Oh.
You'll be surprised how many people get gift wrong over the phone, says Gift.
How do people know?
I know a girl
who's worried about society.
Kelly says, I know a girl whose name is Tickles. Her parents named her Tess. Tess Tickles.
Yeah, she had a fine time throughout school.
And the other great names are the Zimbabwean ones.
Yes, open heart surgery.
Love more, love less. This is my brother Loveless. I am Love More.
Oh my God.
What is your name?
Oh.
I battled my whole life to get people to pronounce my name correctly. But far better than the family names. Marta Yakuba. Thanks for a great show, guys. That's from Treshka.
Also, petrol attendants. I'm sure there was a stage, and it wasn't because I was drinking heavily at the time, but every time I went to the petrol station, you would see some absolute like pearlers, like computer.
Computer, yeah.
Yeah.
I met someone once called Mistake. I thought, that's such a horrible thing.
No, I don't get how we get to that point. Saturday night, went out for dinner, and my waiter's name was Radius. I kid you not. And I looked at him, and I did not want to make things awkward, but I'm like, no, Budi, like, this is when you embrace your African
name.
Hello,
I'm Radius.
Yeah, and he said it.
What is your name?
With such pride.
Do you want to stand out? Just want to go to the main course straight away?
I'm like, sorry, just come again. He says, yeah, Radius. And before, as I like try to stifle a laugh, I look over and I kid you not, another waiter walked past and his name was Fidelity. And so I was like, okay, I'm done with this place then.
Well, I met a woman once. His name was Disappointment.
Ah,
shame. For your mother, as soon as you come out of there to go,
No, this one I'm going to call a disappointment.
That's not a fair start to life.
No, it's awful.
But you know, sometimes like it's mom, these grandmothers.
Dad,
yeah.
Mom, Dad, why did you call me disappointment? Because you're a girl.
Yeah.
We wanted a boy. That's what they said. Shame. So you see, it's across all cultures and all races and all languages that shit names exist. And humans are going to stop doing this to each other.
Honestly. And don't try to be super fancy and try to go like Theodorus or Ignatius or no. Let's
or Eusebius. Jesus, talk about trying too hard. I mean, clearly your parents had huge ambitions for you, which you'll never live up to.
That's some shade.
Portuguese people also don't want to let go of family names, so we sit with a lot of names too. That's from I can't even read this name.
Yeah.
Michael says in Australia they'll shorten your name to Gaza, me, because as everyone knows, Australians are retarded.
Yeah.
I'm Kyle Thurston Isaac Temple Murray. I thought I was illiterate because I couldn't spell my name until standard 4. And then there's Zuma's advocate, Kemp J. Kemp. You know?
You know?
Yeah. But hey, guys, what happened to my Zimbabwe? Someone wants to know why we don't refer to that anymore. Telemarketers have a battle pronouncing my surname Lobsha. It turns to Labucha or Lambrechts, Monet from Paul.
Yes.
And try spelling out Tracy Lee Featherston or... You know those English names that don't, you don't pronounce them anything like you spell them? You know which ones I mean?
Or Cyberhan.
Yeah.
We went through that one.
Yeah, but these ones are ones that they actually, the British upper classes used to come up with these names just to mess with common people.
How annoying.
So that they would always get it wrong and they'd go, oh, you're so silly. Oh, don't you know how to pronounce Barkler? But it's spelled B-E-R-K-E-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
Berkeley, but you want me to pronounce it Barkley? And then the dude, you know how to say Drew, but it's spelled Daross. Or Bule, which is spelled B-E-A-U-L-I-E-U. There's a suburb in Forwell, in sort of Midrand, called Bule. Or the Buccleuch interchange. Think about how you spell Buccleuch.
Buccleuch. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Bordeaux.
No. You wouldn't know. In the taxi, when you're getting ready to call out for your stop, yeah. And then they're like, I'm getting off Bodex, and it's Bordeaux. But it's spelled, Bordeaux. I mean, it's spelled with an X, and you're like, why are you messing with people? Bordeaux. Yeah. I heard that once. I heard that.
A lot of people say so, you know, Raleigh. They say in England, they say Raleigh.
And it's spelled R-A.
Loudon instead of Ludun, which is the Scottish way it was originally intended to be. Londonderry.
Oh.
Urquhart. How do you think you spell Urquhart?
With an A.
U?
Yeah.
R?
Mm-hmm.
Q?
Correct.
Oh.
My business is doing very well.
Okay. U-R-Q. Urquhart.
Uh-huh.
U?
Yes.
E?
No.
Oh.
That's where you fell off. You got the first four right. U-R-Q-U-H-A-R-T.
Oh, gosh. There's a whole H.
Urquhart. If you spell it out. Urquhart.
How annoying.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Broughton. Beauclerk, which is spelled B-E-A-U-C-L-E-R-K. Mm-hmm. Abergynny, spelt Abergavenny. I kid you not. These are real words. Beaver.
Oh, yes.
Is that someone's name? Or Beaver. Is it a family name?
Beaver. B-E-L-V-O-I-R.
B-E-L-V-O-I-R.
Beaver Castle.
Belvoir.
Belvoir.
Belvoir. Right.
In French, Belvoir. In English, Beaver.
But also the whole, like, why is Colonel spelt with...
Colonel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Colonel Burger at KFC.
Yeah, Colonel Sanders.
It's a Colonel Burger.
Yeah, it's a Colonel Burger.
It is. That was a motherfucking lie. You know I ain't worried. Bitch. Stupid bitch.
But that is English. English is what everyone to suffer. Because if you learn other languages, they're quite simple. English is just...
I don't know. The French don't exactly pronounce everything.
Yeah, well, the French are the French.
Sure. And I reckon that if any of us spoke Japanese or Chinese, well, Cantonese, Mandarin, we would find reason to have problems with that as well. You know, and I'm sure there are terrible names that people give their children in China, just like they do all over the world.
Yeah, those Asian languages are pretty difficult. I know a friend of mine, he was living in Thailand, and apparently washing your windscreen wipers and molesting your mother are very similar. I mean, like, as said in a sentence.
What?
You could say the picture and excuse, wash my windscreen wipers, and the petrol attendant hears, I want to molest your mother. Like, they're very, very similar. Like, if you miss an infliction here or there, you're going down a horrible path.
Try being Pete as a black man in the township. It went to Pete Zozo.
Yes.
Pete Dorsky.
Yes.
Pete
Zozo.
Pete Zozo, yeah. I had a student once in King Williamstown 3 years back. Her name was No Answer. That is a true story. Her name was actually No Answer. We had a gardener in Zimbabwe called Honest. He stole everything and cleaned our house out when we went away. Honest.
The irony.
Yeah. Alistair says, don't be rude about Eusebius. I love you both. When are we having a proper show with both of you debating it? It's not going to happen, Carl. He can't debate. He doesn't want to talk about facts. Shabnam Singh says, when someone calls you Susan, but your name is Shabnam. Mm. And then Gabriella says, my name is Gabriella Machado Sequeira.
Ooh.
Yeah, pronounced Sequeira. Now, the name I get is an issue, but I keep being called Gabriel as opposed to Gabriella. There is an A at the end for a reason. Well, don't get all iffy with us, Gabriella. I mean Gabriel. All right. Oh, here's a nice Chinese name. Something Wong.
Chin too fat?
My name is Martin, and everyone started calling me Mutton. So my name is now Mutton. Mutton Curry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Some people just don't have it easy, huh?
Oh, no.
It's tough.
So bad.
Yeah. All right. What else is in the news? I mean, this is all because of Miss South Africa that we're talking about this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No, started out with Isidore, who's now going to be Hitler because, you know, that's how it started.
Oh, dreadful.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do you want some Only in America news?
All right.
Mm.
Only in America, we can shake our heads at this. A couple in America, in New York State, is suing their town after they got their bid to have their house demolished, rejected. Now, why, you ask, would they need their house demolished so urgently? This is a $1.3 million six-bedroom house. It's ideally located 20 miles away from New York City. Well, this couple, who are parents to three children, want to tear down their home because of anonymous letters sent by The Watcher, who has plagued their home since 2014. We have no idea who or what The Watcher is, but they now feel that the town needs to get involved and demolish their house because they can't be involved in this anymore.
I don't know. What kind of letters is The Watcher sending them? I mean, are they rude letters? I don't understand.
I'm watching you.
Exactly. So The Watcher claims his family has watched over the house for over two decades. His grandfather watched in the 1920s.
Creeps.
His father watched in the 1960s, and now The Watcher says it's his time. So also, what's creepier than that is The Watcher also refers to this couple's kids as young bloods. So quotes things like, who has the bedrooms facing the street? I'll know as soon as you move in. It will help me know who's in which bedroom. Then I can plan better. Girl, ain't okay, nobody someone, got time for that.
It's got to be someone who lives there.
Exactly.
I mean, you do a little trip around the neighborhood, and the creepiest person you meet, you know, is The Watcher.
You know,
easy one to solve.
They continue in the letters saying things like, all of the windows and doors allow me to watch you and track you as you move through the house. Will the young bloods play in the basement?
No, but this is where you play a game with this idiot.
Mm.
So you put curtains and blinds and you arrange lighting in a certain way so you confuse the hell out of the guy, and eventually he'll give up. Like, you play his game, but you play it better than him.
But also...
And you start watching him. You set up a telescope in the garden. You set up binoculars everywhere.
How is demolishing the house a solution? You're still going to be there.
So I think they genuinely think it's like a spirit or ghost or something.
Well, then they're morons. They deserve to be disappointed.
But what if it is someone who has a bit of a craziness to them? You don't want to tempt fate. You see, I wouldn't even be asking any of these questions. I'd be out of there in 2.3 seconds. Why would you still be there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, find the creep and do what he's doing to you, do to him. Shine bright lights into his windows at night, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You could find this guy easily. You know it's not going to be someone who's got a wife and kids because they're too busy. They've got things to do. It's got to be some single guy
who's
in his
bored.
60s.
Aye, aye, aye. Well, some more Only in America news. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. So a proposed app shows a picture of a cute and chubby baby, right? And if you're a prospective parent, you can use this app and simply swipe right if you're interested or swipe left to keep looking for more kids. Does this sort of sound familiar?
It's like Tinder, but why would you want... Is this for designer babies?
This is more for adoption.
Oh.
So experts say that this impulse gesture is not a good fit for the adoption process. This is actually an app called Adoptly and currently has been trying to raise funds on Kickstarter.com, but their campaign has been suspended for unknown reasons, but basically because it's kind of
let me guess, because people are saying it's unethical.
Yeah, they are.
But isn't this
tender.
Whole...
I mean, yeah. If I'm going to adopt a child, you better believe I'm going to check out a few options before I'm not going to just take whatever they serve up.
But isn't
I want the cutest kid in the adoption home.
Tinder for adopting babies? Have we gone too far, though?
I don't know, because like apps are really amazing, right? Because there's just too many processes, right? So you want to adopt a child, you got to go to some horrible office in some area you probably don't want to go to, right? You have to wait in the room. You have to meet someone who hates their job. And then you go through files after files after files. If this is an entry point, which cuts that down, that's a good thing,
right? And don't we want kids adopted? This is the first step. We're not saying that all you do is press accept and the child gets delivered to your door.
4 to 7 working
days. See, that's
days,
where I feel like we're going, though.
No.
No,
this is a human being. It has to. There's a process. But when it comes to choosing the child, nothing wrong.
Or just getting involved. Because people must think, I really want to adopt, but that process seems ridiculous. But now they've got an app to kind of dip their toe in. That's actually be a good thing, right?
I really don't care.
Yeah.
These kids need homes. I mean, the fact that we still have orphanages and adoption homes...
Foster care.
And people are still having children when they could adopt other people's children that they don't want.
We won't look like them, Gareth. We've been through this God complex before.
I met a woman who has adopted, and she, I mean, when she outlined the process to me, it really is one of the most difficult things to go through in your life.
Doesn't it strike you that parents who just fuck a child into existence ought to go through the same process?
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, for her, the process lasted well over a year, Sia.
Jeepers.
So if we can find ways to, you know, make it a more speedy process, a more efficient process, I think that would definitely help.
In internet terms, we talk about UX, user experience.
Guys, I don't know.
No, but we can't be naive about this anymore.
Be a better user experience.
Look, okay,
at the end of the day, a child will be adopted, will have a home, will be taken care of. So how we get to that point, is it really that important? If the end point is something good has been done for a child who somebody else didn't want.
Yeah, spot on.
You see, this is interesting because Dr. Wendy O'Connor, who's a licensed marriage and family therapist, says the app outlines the safety precautions and due process for adoption. So she says it's a good thing someone finally starting to think outside the box.
Mad.
And a father who has 3 adopted kids says he's happy to see a new app sparking a discussion about adoption. So according to Adopt Us Kids, there are as many as 400,000 children in foster care in America and 100,000 are available for adoption. But
we've got to call me
old school.
We've got to stop being so precious about stuff. We get everything through an app gets into our eye line, right? From there, obviously getting a pizza is easier than getting a child. But the thought here is that at least you're thinking adoption. At least you're thinking about getting this going. It's like you now get an app for prostitution, right? How good is that? Because now you're cutting out pimps and madams and all that kind of stuff. And people are more empowered of their trade.
I know everybody thinks that the worst thing that can happen is some pedophile's going to get on there, but
it's still going to be an actual screening.
But pedophiles are going to be on the internet anyway.
Pedophiles are already getting access to children that they want.
I mean, that,
app or no app, they're already doing it.
Exactly.
So I mean, for genuinely good people who want to adopt a child, this is a great way to market to them.
We can't keep thinking because of the handful of pedophiles out there, which just ruin everything. I mean, Woody Allen would have used this app or not. He still would have ended up sleeping with that.
Sun Yi.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, okay, so you
with
guys,
his daughter.
You guys aren't bothered by the... you're literally customizing a child. I want green eyes.
But you're not customizing a child.
No, you're not. And in any case, parents giving birth to biological children, those who have the means to, are already customizing the children that they give birth to.
Yes,
there are parents who want a child
a designer
with
baby.
Blue eyes and blonde hair, and their father can't be anything but an engineer or a neurosurgeon or a lawyer. Like
you've got a sperm bank, you can ask.
There are people already designing their babies that they give birth to.
And we're going to be gene editing soon, which means that you can actually remove certain characteristics and add others that will benefit the health of this child. I mean, you're messing with nature, but for the benefit of the child, you would think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead. We're so precious about this stuff. Please, you only exist because two people mated. Stop thinking you're so important. Stop thinking every child is so important.
Did a cosmic dance.
Rather give the child a safe, happy home where they have resources and they have parents who love them and they have warmth and they have food and they have care and they have a genuine protector in their parents. How many kids come into the world? So many kids come into the world that just... because their parents didn't know how to not make them come into the world.
I mean, you know, once upon a time, people would, you know, people came up with the idea of building a hole, a literal, like a hole in the wall with a door, a small door that you can open and close.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for women who didn't want their children to literally go and dump their babies in there. And then on the other side of that hole, somebody's going to take the child and make sure that it's taken care of.
Right.
And once upon a time, you know, people thought that that was the absolute worst thing in the world.
Well, once upon a time, that was the way that you were adopted. You dropped your child off on the doorstep.
But it was a proposed solution as opposed to a child ending up dying in a rubbish bin somewhere, drop them off in a hole in the wall where on the other side of that wall, there's somebody ready to take that child and make sure that child gets to safety. You know, it's about finding solutions to things that are problematic. And with the one story that I heard from this lady about how difficult the actual process of adoption is, if we find ways of making it easier, that to me is a good thing.
But this also strikes me as a story of people are outsourcing rage again, or they're getting angry on other people's behalf for no reason. They'll come across a story like this and go, oh, that is ridiculous. They're absolutely outrageous. How can they do this? But it doesn't mess with their lives. So why are they even having an opinion?
Let me tell you something. You want to make your life a little simpler because we've all got so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and thanks to the smartphone and social media and everything, we've got a million things to think about. You are not allowed to get upset about other people's stuff. If it doesn't affect you, you're not allowed to get cross about it. You're just not. Prevent yourself. You draw the line. You say, I'm not going to be upset. I don't have a child that's ready to be adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to adopt a child right now. So this is not my issue. Someone else who's really passionate about it must take it up.
And they can adopt a child basically over lunch.
Go for it.
During lunch while they're drinking coffee.
Negotiate with a biological mom over lunch. Say to her, I'll give you this free Avo if you throw in the child's rattle. I don't give a shit.
I don't think that's how it actually works.
I reckon we should go back to that because it's not working the way that it is at the moment.
No, I mean, I think the app is just the starting point, Sia. I don't think it's a case of swipe right and in an hour I'll have a baby, because they're still not going to do away with those procedures of making sure that you're somebody who's fit to be a parent. Like that stuff, they're not going to do away with
exactly.
that. They're not. They can't. The law doesn't allow them to. You have to assess somebody who wants to adopt a child thoroughly.
Yeah.
I think the app would literally just be a starting point of, this is the child I want, kickstart the process.
Let's just conclude with me.
I want child 13C.
I'll just say I'm very old school. And I don't know, this for me is almost like there'll now be 60-second church services on an app. You see? Oh, guys.
So what's wrong with that? Do you want to sit through hours and hours and hours?
That's like we're losing
the essence of being human.
We probably are.
That was a long time.
Bullshit. We're just saving time.
Can we all agree
on
that?
Yeah.
Okay. So Mabali, you agree. Ben, do you agree? We're losing the essence of being human.
No, I think it's evolving. Because that's like saying, oh, I don't online shop. I want to go stand in the supermarket.
Okay, let me rephrase
it. We're
losing the essence of what we were as humans.
We're
evolving.
Yeah, people, what are we leaving? 100 years ago, could have said that about another time.
What are we leaving behind that you can't pick up if you want to keep on running?
I think it's like the connection and the compassion and the, you are choosing a life to take as your own. You cannot judge someone's, you know.
If it's a cute kid, you want to. If it's an ugly little baby, you don't want to.
They all shit and make funny noises.
I fell in love with the child and, you know, we stared into each other's eyes. What now? The filter on the kid's
profile. Have you ever heard of the
saying? Fall in love with the child on the app.
Have you heard of the saying, love at first sight? Sight is a visual thing.
Besides that, the mom, the actual one who produced the child, who's decided not to keep it, is the one you should be concerned with. But, I mean, she made the child and she looked in its eyes and went, I don't want the hell to do with this.
But Sia, what you're saying is nothing new. I mean, there are people out there who go out with the intention to adopt a child and they will probably reject the first 5 children that were presented to them for whatever reason. And then child number 6 will be that one that they fell in love with the child thing that you speak of.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change the fact that they rejected the first 5 children for whatever
and
reason.
Yeah, you know what? Like, you are not your parents' favorite. They like your sister more. What should you deal with? Anyway, all right, listen to this guy. Yeah. Just to bring some levity to the whole thing. This is a dude. I don't know his name, but someone sent me this video on WhatsApp. He does a whole lot of impersonations, but he swaps the movies that the actors are in.
Okay.
So, for example, he has John C. Reilly in Taxi Driver, but he does pretty awesome impressions. So close your eyes and try to picture John C. Reilly. You know who he is, right?
No.
Who's he again?
What was he in? He's got curly hair. He's got like
this dude.
Show my belly a picture.
He was in Step Brothers and Talladega Nights with Will Ferrell.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
John C. Reilly. So listen, does this sound like him?
Are you talking to me? Then who the hell is you talking to me? Okay, I'm the only one here. So who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
All right. How do you like that? Oh, it's Ross Marquand. That's the guy's name. Sorry. The voice actor. All right. So now he's going to do
Someday.
James Gandolfini in The Godfather. All right.
Someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me. But until that day comes, accept this justice as a gift on my daughter's wedding day. Mama.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It sounds just like James Gandolfini. Now, imagine him doing Forrest Gump.
Always said, life is like a box of chocolates.
But as Ewan McGregor. You never know. All right, so just try and get your head around this. It's Ewan McGregor doing Forrest Gump. Sounds just like Ewan McGregor. Listen to this.
Chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
If you let my daughter go now.
Jack Nicholson, but as Liam Neeson's character in Taken.
That'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And, you know, I'll kill you.
Now he's going to do Brad Pitt in Jaws. All right.
Yeah, so 1,100 men went into the water, 316 men come out, and all the sharks, they took the rest. June the 29th, 1945, and I want my sharks.
No wire hangers. Come on, what's wire hangers doing in this closet?
That's Michael Keaton and Mommy Dearest.
I told you, no wire hangers. I'm at her. Come on, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
I want you to draw
This is awesome. Okay, this is John Malkovich, all right? Now, he's doing the lines that Rose does in Titanic. I want you to draw me. But listen to the John Malkovich voice. It is awesome.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, wearing this. Wearing only this.
Breathe in through the nose. Wax on, wax off.
That's obviously Marlon Brando in The Karate Kid.
Don't forget to breathe. It's very important.
Now, you boys, put those guns down.
Who's that? You know this.
That's
come on.
Kevin Spacey.
That's correct. He does that beautifully, right? Remember, this is not Kevin Spacey. This is a voice actor. Listen to this dude.
Now, you boys, put those guns down. Go ahead. Make my day. I could have had class.
Who's this, Ben?
Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Michael Caine. So he's talking on the waterfront. On the waterfront.
I could have had class. I could have been a contender instead of being a bum, which is what I am. Shut up. Shut up. You had me at hello. I told that crowd.
That was Keanu Reeves, by the way. Not such a great one in Jerry Maguire.
You had me at hello. I told that crowd a fucking thousand times that I don't roll on Shabbos. Saturday, Tony, is Shabbos, the Jewish day of rest. It's not.
Who was that? Anyone want to guess? Colin Farrell. Listen again. Big Lebowski.
I told that crowd a fucking thousand times that I don't roll on Shabbos. Saturday, Tony, is Shabbos, the Jewish day of rest.
All right, now this is Zach Galifianakis, but he's using the lines from Good Will Hunting. You ready?
It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Will. Will, go down to the Goodwill store because I want you to stop being such a sad sap.
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya.
All right, he's doing Liam Neeson from The Princess Bride. All right. So The Princess Bride, but it's Liam Neeson's voice. All right.
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
I see.
And then you got to have Christopher Walken in these things. So here he is, Christopher Walken, but from The Sixth Sense.
I see dead people. They're walking around like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see. They don't know they're dead. They're everywhere. Wow.
All right, isn't that great? Huh? Don't you think that guy's talented?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I love
impersonations. Are like,
yo,
amazing. If you have that skill.
Yeah.
You could mess with so many people on phone calls if you could do a good impersonation.
Oh, see, that would be so trippy.
Somebody says here, Sia, you're being stupid. We're becoming more efficient. Tinder versus going to a bar is a great example. Less old-fashioned, but more efficient.
No, I'd rephrase that, definitely. Old school, absolutely, and I don't see anything wrong with that. I'll stand by that wholeheartedly.
All right. Dave Levinson's going to join us in a short while. Tebow Touch is coming in too. We got a busy morning planned for you. Are you excited, Mubs?
Yes, I am.
No.
Yes, I am.
Did you just whisper that?
It is the 28th of March, which means we are heading into April. I am very excited.
Do you like that?
When's the 1st of April?
Time must move, Saturday.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, this weekend is April. Time must move.
Okay, let's roll with it. Let's.
All right. Well, it would be appropriate if our president decides to appoint a new finance minister on April Fool's Day, wouldn't it? He's really killing two birds with one stone. All right, let's get stuck in. Dave Levinson's coming up next. CliffCentral.com.